Oh my goodness. What? Oh God, what time is it? It's 12:30. Who is at the door this late in the rain? Oh, hey, it's you, kid. What are you doing here? No, hey, come in. Get out of the rain. It's okay. You are always, always welcome here. Anytime, for any reason, in the middle of the night, whenever. Are you... Sorry, you look like you're about to cry. Here, I'm gonna get you some dry clothes, and I can put the ones that you're wearing in the dryer, and then we can sit in the couch and talk. Is that okay? Okay, here, I will be right back. I'm gonna grab some clothes. Okay, I have one of my hoodies and some, like, pajama bottoms. They might be a little bit big on you, but I'm gonna put these here in the bathroom, and you can go and change, and then you can hand me your clothes when you're done, and I'll put them in the dryer. Okay? Okay. Hey. That looks a lot less uncomfortable than being soaking wet. What's up? You wanna... Yeah, here, come here. You can have a hug. Come here. Let me pull you towards me and hold you close like that. There you go. Oh. Are you safe? Has something happened? Yeah, it's okay. It's okay. Here, I'm gonna sit down on the couch and you can sit next to me and you can lean on me if you want, or you can sit up straight. It's up to you. No, I won't tell anybody anything. Your secrets are completely safe with me. Yes, including our parents. Oh, wow. Yeah, come here. It's okay. It's okay. You can cry. I'm not mad. Just let it all out. Oh, they said what? Oh. That. That sounds really, really hurtful. You know, our parents and I don't always get along, and I don't necessarily know if I have the answers or I can tell you what to do, but it sounds like they really hurt you. Yeah, I know. I know it's complicated. I'm not saying no. I'm just saying that regardless of what happened, you deserve to be safe and loved always. No, you aren't overreacting, and this isn't... You walked to my apartment in the rain. You're really going through it right now, and that's okay. It's okay. I know. No matter what anyone says, you're a good kid, and you always do your best. I know you aren't a kid anymore, but you're my younger sibling, and you're always going to be a kid to me, at least a little bit. And no matter how old you are, you still get to make dumb choices and mistakes. You get to forget things. And it's okay. Even if you do something that is, quote unquote, wrong, or even if you hurt someone. Because I know that you're good at taking accountability and you care about people. You don't deserve to be made to feel the way that they're making you feel. You're a good kid, and your best is enough. Yeah. I know that it isn't something that I don't expect that you talking to me is going to fix anything. But I hope that it can help you feel a little bit better right now. Maybe help you cry out some of the big feelings, to say some of the scary things. And then we can help you feel a little, I don't know, a little safer. A little more loved. How about this? You can stay here tonight, and I'll sleep on the couch, and you don't need to go home. You don't need to face anything. I'm not going to let them come here. I'm not going to make you talk to them or anything like that. Yeah. You get to have some time and some space. No, I'm not going anywhere. We can keep cuddling just like this. Just like old times. I love you so, so much. I know when we were younger and I know we used to fight, but I want you to know that I love you unconditionally, unabashedly, with my whole heart. There is no part of you that I don't love, and every single part of you is worth loving. How about you stay here tonight? We put on one of your favorite movies, and then we go to bed, and tomorrow morning I make us breakfast, and then we could go to the park. Go for a walk, get some fresh air, and then we could do some journaling together. I know, I talk about journaling a lot. I don't know. You might not like it. It might not be helpful for you, but I found it's really helpful when all the emotions get too big and everything gets too overwhelming. It helps to be able to put it onto paper. And the act of needing to slowly write it out helps me slow down a little bit. You'll try it? Okay. That's all I ask. But I'm here right now, and I'll always be here for you, I'll always take care of you, and you'll always have a place with me. I mean that. One of the nice things about being your older brother is that I have my own apartment, and I have a job, and I have money. I don't have a lot of money, mind you, but I have enough to help support you when you need a place to stay, no matter what happens. Hey, hey, it's okay. I don't know what's going through our parents' heads. I hope that they'll be able to apologize and you'll be able to talk about it. But even if they don't, I still love you. I'm still here for you. I know. I know. You're doing such a good job sitting with all the big emotions, feeling all of the scary feelings. You're doing such a good job. All you need to do right now is be right here and fall apart. And that's okay. Yes, I'll be here to catch you. I love you.